data on the go. Now that's speed.
U.S. commits $1.5 billion to boost Zambia's health sector. Gilbert Liswaniso urges President Hichilema to increase direct citizen engagement. And ex-Bangladesh leader Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death over brutal protest crackdown.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The United States government has announced a commitment of approximately $1.5 billion to support Zambia's health sector over the next 5 years, beginning in April 2026, to strengthen health systems and improve service delivery across the country. Speaking during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding for Health Sector Support, United States Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez said the agreement marks a significant step towards enhanced cooperation between the two nations. He has noted that the MOU will enable both governments to increase funding and expand joint efforts aimed at improving healthcare delivery nationwide.
We wanted to make sure that U.S. assistance, not only here in Zambia, but globally, was providing more than just outputs, that we were making strategic investments, investments that would be sustained and sustainable, that were in the U.S. interest as well as the interest of Zambia. Ultimately, were investments that were making impacts. Many of those projects, but within this health space, while many projects may have ended, the overwhelming majority of U.S. health assistance, hundreds of millions of dollars a year, like we've seen, like the minister mentioned, have absolutely continued over this year of transition.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has emphasized that the partnership will not only improve health services for Zambians, but also contribute to broader global health security.
The MOU is meant to run for 5 years. However, there are two clauses within the MOU. We suggest that the sharing, specimen sharing for 5 years, common ground has to be sought and not under the existing clauses. Under clause 2.6.3, the U.S. government intends to provide $323 million for technical assistance over the 5 years. There might be a need to clarify the following type of support. One, two, is this covering support for implementing partners and community players? Three, how is the funding going to be channeled?
UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Liswaniso has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to intensify direct engagement with citizens in order to better understand the challenges they are facing. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast show this morning, Mr. Liswaniso said he has made several attempts to encourage individuals close to the president to facilitate more on-the-ground visits, but claimed his efforts have so far proved futile. He has emphasized that the head of state must personally reach out to communities across the country, noting that these are the same citizens who entrusted him with the mandate to lead in the 2021 general elections. Mr. Liswaniso has also urged UPND members to take collective responsibility for the recent events in Chingola rather than engaging in internal finger-pointing.
Let's protect the president. Let's protect this power. I continue saying that. So, for me, to say, when I tell you about I go to the police camp, the other DNS, I'm very proud of that. The dependents, women, we go there and talk to them. And I feel their challenges, their frustration. That's why I want my friend Akainde Chilema to take the role now. Visit all the camps, all of them, visit them on your own way. And this is my appeal to you because I've tried by all means, by engaging, but I'm not still coming to move. To avoid certain things, go and talk to them so that we hear, because these are voters. Give us votes in 2021.
And Mr. Liswaniso has further acknowledged that the party is facing significant challenges in southern, western, and northwestern provinces as some people in these regions feel entitled to accelerated development due to their long-standing support for the party.
When I go to Western Province, automatically sub direction. They allocate us. The chairman, you go this way. All of us, you go this side. And we go. And I've told you that where we have a lot of challenges, it is Southern, Western, Northwestern Province. Because then they feel like they've been with the party for so long, and they feel like they're entitled for development. Are you getting the point? So our responsibility is to go back and tell them, inichalo ichi, akainda gavanisa, bonse. We need to explain to our people. So it's the morale should not go back. And that's what this National Youth Chairman has been doing.
The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has called on government to ensure that police officers are fully trained and prepared to manage security during the upcoming elections. This follows a recent government statement indicating that the military is on standby to step in should the police fail to maintain law and order. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, CCMG program manager Peter Mwanangombe has expressed concern that such pronouncements suggest the police may not yet be adequately equipped to handle election-related security demands. Mr. Mwanangombe has urged the defense forces to work closely with the police by offering additional training and support to strengthen their capacity ahead of the polls.
The government should spend time now to ensure that the police are adequately prepared and deployed in the correct numbers. It gives a sense of militarization when people a year or so before an election begin to think about if the police do not do their job, then the military will be deployed. We therefore call upon the Ministry of Defense to work in collaboration with the police to ensure that the police have the right equipment, they are adequately trained, and that they receive the necessary support.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has announced that Li Qiang, member of the Standing Committee of the 20th Communist Party of China, CPC, Central Committee Political Bureau, and Premier of the State Council of the People's Republic of China, will undertake an official visit to Zambia from 19th to 20th November 2025 at the invitation of President Hakainde Hichilema. In a statement, Mr. Haimbe says the visit follows President Hichilema's successful state visit to China in September 2023, during which Zambia and China elevated the bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership. He says the forthcoming engagement by Premier Li Qiang reaffirms the continued strengthening of the historic and mutually beneficial relations between the two countries. Mr. Haimbe says during the visit, Premier Li Qiang will hold bilateral talks with President Hichilema at State House in Lusaka. He says the discussions will focus on enhancing cooperation in key areas such as trade and investment, transport and logistics, energy, mining, agriculture, and technology.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, government has urged youth to explore opportunities in the agriculture sector to effectively contribute to the country's economic growth. Speaking at the 2025 Youth Connect National Summit, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe said opportunities in the agriculture sector remain underutilized by young people. Mr. Chileshe said government is committed to supporting and advocating for funding for youth.
Each year, thousands of graduates and school leavers enter a labor market that cannot absorb them all, contributing to high levels of youth unemployment and underemployment. At the same time, agriculture contributes significantly to our GDP and employs a large share of our workforce. Yet its full potential, especially for the youth, remains underutilized. Climate change is further compounding the situation with the current drought, floods, and unprecedented